everyone, and welcome to the Historic Normandy Show, the podcast that leaves no stone unturned. In the small town of Moulineau, on the banks of the River Seine, not far from Rouen, capital of Normandy, there is a discreet historical site, relatively far from the usual tours, and which nevertheless deserves the attention of history buffs. It is a medieval castle. Oh, of course, it is modest. It has nothing to do with Norman buildings as spectacular as the Cathedral of Rouen, the two immense abbeys of Caen, or of course the Mont Saint-Michel. In fact, this site is not so remarkable for its architecture as for the incredible legend attached to it. You will soon understand why. This place, perched on a hill, is the castle of Robert the Devil. This building was founded in the 11th century. Some say it was by the first Dukes of Normandy. Others once claimed that the builder was Richard the Lionheart himself. In fact, it seems that it was first mentioned in a text written in 1180. It is also known that King John, the last son of Henry II and Eleanor of Aquitaine, came here several times between 1199 and 1204. Then the building was altered more than once, first rebuilt in the 13th century, then transformed between 1397 and 1418. This last date is probably that of its dismantling and destruction, because this castle, which had been occupied by the English and then returned to the King of France, Charles V, in 1365, could have fallen back into enemy hands and could have become a stronghold against Rouen. The first modern excavations took place in 1758, carried out by Rondeau de Sétry. Then, during further research in 1855, burials were discovered in the moat. At the very beginning of the 20th century, the architect Lucien Lefort prepared a project to restore the castle, which was really in ruins at the time, and undertook major work to enhance the historic site. After the Second World War, during which the castle was looted and again degraded, other more or less successful attempts at development took place, and then, for many years, brambles and weeds invaded the place. It was not until 2007 that the castle was bought by the metropolis of Rouen, and that a gradual rehabilitation could be programmed. So, you can see that a lot of grey areas and approximations still remain on the history of this medieval building. But the most curious, ultimately, is its name, the Castle of Robert the Devil. Who was this Robert who was given such a terrifying nickname? Ah, this is where things get complicated, and also extremely interesting. For a long time, it was believed that Robert the Devil was in fact Robert the Magnificent, the father of William the Conqueror, or Robert Courteheuse, the son of William and grandson of the Magnificent. These assumptions are completely fanciful, even if some still want to believe them, even today. In 1631, the priest of a village called Maneval, Gabriel du Moulin, had written a general history of Normandy, in which we find this passage which concerns Robert the Magnificent. I quote, "This prince did not deny the piety of his ancestors, was quiet and gentle to his friends, but a lion in the fires of anger, and a real Robert the Devil." In reality, this Robert the Devil is a legendary medieval character from the 12th century, the hero of a long anonymous poem of chivalry, composed in the Norman style in the 13th century and entitled the Roman de Robert le Diable. After some transformations made by singers and jugglers in the 14th century, it comprises 254 stanzas of four monorhymes, and in the 15th century a prose version has been written. This is the real origin of the whole affair. But, well, finally, What is the story all about? It all begins in fury and darkness. Listen, here are the extraordinary achievements of Robert the Devil. In the time of King Pippin, father of Charlemagne, there was in this region, which was not yet Normandy, a great and powerful lord called Aubert. He was married to the sister of the Duke of Burgundy, Inde. Despite all her prayers, she could not have children. So, out of desperation, and as a last resort, she secretly turned to the evil powers and summoned the devil. Thanks to this pact, her wishes were granted and she finally gave birth to a boy, whom she named Robert. Growing up, he revealed a dreadful, violent, devious, cruel character, always ready to instigate bad blows, to the point that he ended up leading a militia of dangerous thugs who terrorized all the villagers and committed horrendous crimes in the forest of Rouvray before returning to shut himself up in his castle on the hill of Moulineau. One day, frightened of the horrors that his personality forced him to perpetrate, as if an inner force was devouring him, he questioned his mother, urged her with questions, insisted constantly. Pushed to the limits, she finally confessed to him the terrible secret of his birth. He was born with the help of the devil's breath. Robert then left his castle to go to Rome, to meet the Pope and beg him to help him. Once there, the Holy Father demanded that Robert go to meet a wise hermit. This man ordered him, by way of penance, to take a vow of silence and to dispute his food with the dogs. Time passed. Robert had become a miserable wanderer, and one day crossed paths with the Emperor of Rome, who took pity of him and welcomed him. But the city was in turmoil. Looters ravaged the house and molested the inhabitants. So Robert took his knight's armor for the first time in a long time and fought the bandits vigorously until final victory. To thank him for so much bravery, the emperor offered his daughter's hand to the valiant victor. But Robert, full of modesty, refused his offer. He left the place, went on the dusty roads, and lived until the end of his days in solitude, meditation, and prayer. Of course, this beautiful story, of which there are several variations, has nothing to do with any historical truth. It is a medieval poetic creation whose edifying conclusion, full of moral sense, aims to strike the spirits. Very anchored in the Norman imagination for centuries, the life of Robert the Devil has fascinated generations. And today, when you walk around his castle, who knows if the ghost of a troubadour will not yet sing about his wonderful adventures? I look forward to seeing you soon for new discoveries in the Historic Normandy show. And don't forget to subscribe to make sure you don't miss the next episodes. But for now, bye!